Have you thought about God's blessings in your life and how they spill over into every area of your life? You have to admit, many times we're so focused on ourselves and our needs and our family and our bills that we don't pay attention very much to the influence God's blessing has on our boss, our neighbors, our friends. Hi there, I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today with you about the fact that despite being in a difficult situation, God may give us options from even those who misuse us if we have the faith to accept them. Genesis 1:28 reminds us that we are blessed by God. Say that with me. I am blessed by God. We are blessed by God, and it is our responsibility to work that blessing. While some people sit back and say, I am waiting for God to pay my bills, the Bible teaches that God will bless us when we work hard. And as God blesses us, others will see that blessing, benefit from our blessing, and not want to lose our presence and those blessings that come with us. As Uncle Laban told his nephew Jacob after almost 30 years of God's abundance when he worked for him, if I have found favor in your eyes, please stay with me. I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. He added, name your wages and I will pay them. And Jacob said, you know how I have worked for you and how your livestock has fared under my care. The little you had before I came has increased greatly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I have been. Did you hear that? The Lord has blessed you wherever I have been. But now, when may I do something for my own household? I have learned that the Lord has blessed me because of you. That's what his uncle said. You know, that's true in your life. Just as when God blesses Kate and I, we make sure that our neighbors, our friends, have something more because we have more, you too have reached out during this pandemic and helped the other people in need around you. It's like carrying a two-full glass of water across a room in a hurry. Oh, you're spilling some on the floor and some on yourself and some on other people even as you go along. And that, too, is how God's expansion in our lives spills over into the lives of those we do life with. Do you remember? The little you had before I came has increased greatly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I have been. Since we were made to be a blessing, family, friends, co-workers, yes, even our boss, get spilled on with the blessings of God upon our lives. That's what generosity does. That's what God wants us to do, and that's why God blesses us with his expansion, so that we can be a blessing to others. I know you want 2020 and 2021 to be years of expansion. I know you're looking for God's help to come alongside of you. I've written a great book, and it's called In His Image. And the premise of the book is very simple. God created you to love you. Now, what's amazing about this book is that it's a daily devotional, just one page a day, taking you from Genesis 1 all the way to Revelation 22 for the entire year, telling you every day from the words of Scripture that God created you to love you. 2020, 2021 will never be the same if you just go to the eaglesinleadership.org website and learn about this amazing tool. Go ahead and get it. You can buy it from Amazon right off the Eagles in Leadership website. Now, as we close, I'd like to remind you that Hope for Today is part of the Global Ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives and His abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org. And please leave us a comment about this message. Now, Kate and I just want you to know how much we love you. We pray for you. We want you to expand. We want you to have all that God has for you. And so right now, we're asking God, bless your week abundantly. God bless.